MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one All-Star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Raindrops. Yes, so I finally got merch. That's right. You can buy your allegedly, and my boys, mugs, T-shirts, Raindrops, hoodies, and T-shirts all on CarlosKingShop.com. That's right. Get your hoodies, your T-shirts, and your mugs all on CarlosKingShop.com. Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Twice a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Oh, Raindrops, rain down on me. Hey, Ashanti, baby, there is a new sheriff in town, and her name is Mia B-Lion Thornton. Yes, Mia! Honey, a dethroning has occurred. A force has been multiplied, and a force has been subtracted, and a force has been divided. Baby, today we are going to talk about the most shocking news to hit Potomac. Mia Thornton scored first seat at the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, and Gisele Kobe Bryant has been dethroned as a second seater. No, not seventh streeter, child, a second streeter. This is like when Kobe Bryant lost the championship, and I think he blamed Shaq. Allegedly. I never thought I'd see the day. And the reason why I wanted to do this episode is because I want to explain to you guys the makings of a reunion and what it means, okay? Shout out to the genius producers over at Potomac for making what I call a great decision with this seating assignment. And I'm going to tell you why. But first, we have to acknowledge me. No, I'm teasing. I can't help myself. It's all. Listen, by the way, this is fun. I hope y'all take this seriously, okay? As you all know, I have been saying for months that Mia is the future of Potomac. I got read. Y'all read me down. Mia be lying is Mia be securing a flute, honey. Mia be popping. Mia be sitting. Mia be first chairing. I think Potomac's seating chart has always been predictable, if I'm being honest. And baby, when I saw Mia was first chair, so then I looked on the other side and I saw Karen in the first seat. I'm like, Karen? And when I saw Gisele Kobe Bryant in the second seat, I said, oh, they are sending Gisele a very strong and loud message. To have the first chair for seven consecutive seasons, you're pretty much cemented as the face of the show. I know y'all don't like it to hear that. I always keep it real with y'all. To be first chair 7 consecutive seasons, you're the face of the show. Kyle Richards has never lost her seat. She is arguably the face of Beverly Hills. Teresa Giudice, there is no Jersey without Teresa. Teresa was not first seat her first season. Up until then, Teresa has been first chair. But Kyle has always been first chair. NeNe Leakes has always been first chair. Even when NeNe Leakes came back to season 8 reunion and told Portia, thanks for keeping my seat warm, honey. I may be on this segment for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to be next to Phaedra or down there next to Cynthia Bailey, honey. I'm on this stage for 5 minutes, season 8 reunion. Go watch it if you didn't see it, child. NeNe Leakes said, me and my jumpsuit and my bob, I will be sitting next to Andy. Because NeNe is the face of Atlanta Housewives. To see Giselle lose her seat, I said, they are really not only sending a message to Giselle, and I'll get to that in a second, what that message is to me, this is my opinion, they were sending a message to the audience saying, we've heard you loud and clear. We know some changes have to happen. We're listening. Give us a chance. Because I never thought, I'm being real, I never thought I see the day Giselle lost her seat. That's a big deal. I'm not going to downplay it. It's equivalent to NeNe and Kim Zolciak sitting second. Imagine Kenya Moore having first seat and NeNe sitting next to Kenya. So when I saw that photo, I said, wow. I'm curious how Giselle reacted. I guess we'll see at the reunion. Giselle knows she's the face of the show. I think all of us believe that Giselle is Andy's favorite Potomac. I've seen that on Twitter. A lot of y'all believe that. I think she believes it too. No shade. I think she gagged. I'm not going to say she should be worried. Giselle's not getting fired, right? But I think they want her to know that based on your performance this season, we have our eye out on you. And the louder message is for all of us to know, and this is how I live my life, you never get comfortable. I don't care what job you have in this life, whether you're a teacher, a secretary, a flight attendant, I don't care what job you have, you never get comfortable. And I love me some Giselle. I made her number 9 of the top 10 greatest housewives of all time, and I'm not taking that back. I strongly believe Giselle got comfortable. This is the thing about my podcast. I use this platform to give the girls advice. And I'm not going to sugarcoat anything because the only way you could be great in life is people being real and honest. And I have said to Giselle multiple times that you are the face of the show. With great power comes great responsibility. And I don't like what I'm seeing. Quad Webb told y'all in my interview with her, I will call her and said, I don't like what I'm seeing. What are you doing? That ain't cute. You need to stop. Right? There's people who listen and act accordingly and they win in the end. And there's some who take it personally and they don't like me and they don't want to talk to me anymore, and that's fine. And they think their shit doesn't stink, and that's fine. I think this is a humbling experience for Giselle, and I think she needed it. I think she carried herself like the star of the show, because at one point she was. I think she carried it and didn't understand that when you are the star of the show, it is your job to rally the troops. It's your job to be the force multiplier, because the force multiplier is not just somebody who activates a scene. Being a force multiplier is not just somebody who, like, I activate scenes and I get the girls moving. That's a very large part of it. But the secret sauce in force multiplying is when you also rally the girls together and get them on one accord. That's why not everybody is a force multiplier. Kyle Richards is a force multiplier. She'll get into it with Doree and Sutton and Garcelle, but she also knows how to rally the troops and get the girls to come back together. Not everybody has that ability. It's a very difficult job. And I fought for Giselle to be that because I saw what was going down. And I used this, my platform, to express it in order to help the situation. This season of Potomac, to me, is not great because Giselle refuses to be a force multiplier and to like talk to Candace, come to a resolution, agree to disagree, let's forgive each other and move on from it. They're all looking to Giselle for that. And in my opinion, I felt that Giselle was like, whatever, I didn't gotta forgive you. I'm gonna be here next season. We'll see if you are. That was the attitude she was giving from what I've seen on the few episodes I watched. And based on the clips that I see on Instagram, she was still giving that. And I think the producers had to make a choice. I believe they probably spoke to her multiple times during filming saying, this is bad. And I think she refused to maybe multiply her force. And they wanted to let her know. I think it's embarrassing that 7 seasons in, you lose your seat the 8th season. But I hope it's the wake-up call that she needed. The thing about Giselle is this, because y'all were reading me, Carlos, is she still Giselle Kobe Bryant? Huh? You swore up and down, honey. She was the face of the show. I'm not going to take back what I felt. I'm not. That's crazy. I said this to you guys before. In real life, and I hate saying real life like people playing a character. Some are, but some aren't. In real life, Giselle is a good time. I literally love me some Giselle. I think she's a great person. It doesn't translate on TV, unfortunately. And that's something she has to work on. I find her to be a lovely woman. I think sometimes when you are in these positions of multiplying, you sometimes get in your own way. And I hope she realized it so that come next season, because she's coming back next season, guys, that she can do better in terms of when you are the face of a show, you have to come together. We saw Nene and Portia get into it, and Nene and Portia found a way to get back to being friends. Nene was a great force multiplier because Nene cared about the show, and Nene would get into it with everybody. But when I worked with Nene, she would always find her way to get back in the mix with everybody. And it's a hard job to have, but it's an important one. So it's a strong message. Be clear. The seating assignments on these reunions are very thought out. It's a conversation. It's a process. And yes, if you have a great season and you're the most talked about in the season, you do get first seat. Yes. But when you're the face of the show, like a Nene Leakes or Kyle, there were a couple of seasons Nene didn't have the biggest story, but you're not going to move Nene Leakes from her seat. You're not doing it. You're not going to do it to Kyle. Every season, Kyle didn't have the main story, but she's Kyle Legend Richards. You're not going to move her. So when you guys said, well, Carlos, Karen was moved, it's different with Karen being moved because Karen is not, listen, Karen's the fan favorite, right? You could be the fan favorite, but not be consider the face of the show. I think even Karen can say her and Giselle are both the faces of the show, and I would say yes, but I think Giselle has one up on her, and I think by them sitting Giselle next to Karen, baby, like I said, imagine sitting Nene Leakes next to Kenya, second to Kenya. That's what this feels like with Giselle sitting next to Karen. You gotta sometimes eat humble pie and realize you have to do what's best for the show. You could say you want to do what's best for the show, but you have to show it. And Karen showed it. Karen tried a lot this season, from what I saw, to get the girls together. Her and Robin don't like each other, that's fine, but Karen tried to rally the girls. Shout out to Karen. But baby, shout out to Mia, bitch, yes! Mia be front and center, baby! Mia be on it! Mia be taking over! Mia be forcing. Mia be powerful. A lot of y'all tagged me and said, that Carlos baby, he know what he be talking about. He called it. He said, Mia's the future Potomac. Y'all don't see it, and that's fine. When Mia first stepped on the scene in her first episode, Go back on my tweets. I said, watch out for this one, baby. She is a star. One thing about me, I know a star when I see one. And Mia is a star. The reason why I said Mia is the future of Potomac is because Mia is funny. She's self-deprecating. She owns it, but she also don't remember a lot. But she's funny. She doesn't take this so seriously. And I think we love reality stars who can have fun with the audience. Mia knows what she's doing. Mia is having fun and she's being herself. And Mia, to me, is a breath of fresh air. The way I feel about Mia is the way I felt about Portia when I worked with her come season 6. And I told you guys this story that when it was time for season 8 reunion, Nene was not full-time season 8. She came on the Jamaica trip. And we knew that Kenya was not going to lose her seat that season because Kenya is Kenya. And there were conversations about who should sit next to Andy. And they were talking about Candy and Phaedra. And I was like, it needs to be Portia. And I already said this story, so I won't go deep into it. But long story short, I have always believed in Portia. I love me some Portia. And I said, Portia is the future of Atlanta Housewives. And I said, one day y'all gonna see it. I'm just telling y'all, sit Portia next to Andy and Portia is going to deliver. Because Portia is going to know what that seat means. And she's going to bring everything to it because she knows it's important. Candy doesn't care about the first seat. That doesn't move her. And I said, it'll move Portia because Portia needs to know, like, we believe in you and we see you, sis. And they gave it to Portia and Portia won. And now Sweet 16 of Atlanta Housewives coming up and Portia is becoming the face of the show now, her and Kenya. We love it here. Going back to Mia, them giving Mia first chair is proving my point. Mia, I believe when Mia sat in that seat, she said, it feels good to be number one. I bet you Mia delivered a great performance. I bet you she did. That seat does something to a person. And I believe Mia did something great. Once again, shout out to the producers over at Potomac. Fabulous job. Bitch, Mia was probably like, bam, boom, dude. She delivered. Pepperoni pizza, bitch. Honey, Little Caesars. Domino's, baby. I love it for her. Mia is the new Portia. That's a strong statement. And when I say new Portia, what I mean is just like how Portia came on her season and when I recommended Portia get first chair at season 8 reunion and Portia trends number one whenever anything happens to her. Portia is that girl and we love it for my good sis. Mia is going to be that of Potomac. Just watch. Mia is very likable. Mia is funny. She's gorgeous. And she gives you her life and she gives you great scenes. And child, based on that seating chart, I may go back to watching Potomac on Sunday, child. Y'all may get a live review out of me. I'm gonna go back watching it. I didn't like the divide this season. I don't like that. I don't like to see everybody don't get along. And then I feel like it's a takedown of Candace, this Wendy NECA. So I didn't like all of that. And I don't like watching TV where I get upset. You know, I want the girls to get back to enjoying each other, having fun, fun shade. You know, like Karen hair or her wig being shifted in the wind. Like, or Karen telling Ashley, don't drop the soap. I mean, you know, that whole thing. Like, that was fun. Giselle telling Ashley to come back in Candace's house. You know, after saying, girl, don't scrape your mama's table with this knife in your hand. Like, that's funny. We want that back. We want the girls to get along and multiply. So I think the seating chart is putting the entire cast on notice that none of y'all are safe. And in my opinion, I'll save this for part 3 reunion because I will review all 3 parts reunion. It's going to be 3 parts because, you know, I do feel like 2 housewives should go. I think you all know who one of them is because I've made it no secret. And I like her, but I just think she should go. At least for 2 years. But I think two housewives should go. Well, no, three. And I will let you guys know who they are. I'm very happy for Mia. I'm very proud of Mia. Y'all slept on Mia. And Mia rose to the occasion. And I could not be more proud of her. I love me some Mia. I don't know any other person who I would personally interview their boyfriend that did not make it on the show yet. Her boyfriend, Incognito, who I love. And I love that they're back together. And I love Gordon. I think this is such a step in the right direction for the show. And my advice to you, Mia, is this. Take this win and use it as your superpower. But don't let it use you. You're only as good as your last episode. When you feel like your shit doesn't stink, when you feel like it's all about you, when you feel like your presence is a present, and you show up and you don't show out, and you just sit there because you're comfortable, that's the way it works. And for Mia, my advice for you is bask in this glory and use this to propel you to have more confidence to know you don't need to be a part of anyone's team. You build your own team. And you focus on your own race. Don't try to be like this person. Don't listen to that person because they're going to sabotage you. You getting first seat, Mia, a bullseye going to be on you. There's going to be people who you thought were your friends that's going to come for you. You're not going to be seen anymore. It's like, oh, that's cute, Mia. She's cute. We like Mia. Mia's cute. They're going to come for you. But my hope for you is to just stay being you. Don't let this get you a big head. Remain humble. Take this as a way of knowing that we all have confidence in you. You have the ability to be the Portia of Potomac. Mia Thornton has the ability to be the Portia of Potomac. You show up, you work, you show out, you be real, and you don't be on any team. You get along with everybody. Even the girls you read. Don't throw drinks in no one's faces, Mia, girl. Don't do that no more, baby. But congratulations, Mia. On behalf of the Mama Mias, the Mia Moores, and that's the king of the raindrops. Honey, we salute you, baby. Congratulations. This is a step in the right direction. We believe in you. We love you. Continue to make us proud and remain humble. Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. Visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes, and don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag #RealityWithTheKing. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!